Ksubis, Yudchasim Ibeis, Kshiris Hamachtas.
Yudchasim and Aleph on the bottom. Rabashyama, Lo'oilam Kedamri Eidim. We're trying to figure out who's the person that said Shtaraman over here. So we had, Rava said it's the Loiva. Abai said it's the Malva. Now Rav Ashi, that's the Simon Ve'esh. Rav Ashi says, Lo'oilam Kedamri Eidim. It's why they do not believe the they have a pesha or a migu, whatever it might be. A person should not have in his house, cannot leave in his house a shtar amone. It says in the pasuk, "Atish yamalecha avla." So therefore, over here, they're not going to be neman. Why? V'amar b'sheish b'reidu rav idi shmami nomer rav kahana edim sh'amru shtar amone ayu devarenu ein amonim. My timer, given the avlo, avlo loy chasmi. Being that it's an avlo, avlo chasmi. Therefore, edim on an emon to say that they made a shtar amone seems like ein adam esim atzmai rasha. Yeah. So the Rishonim ask a question over here that if you're telling me that that Eshtamon is an Avla, so why is it that we have to go to the Edim? Why does Rav Ashi have to say the Kamri Edim? Why can't it also be a case of Kamri Malva? And also, the Malva is being Moide, that was a Shtar Amona, and other Mesim Atzmai Rosha. As I frekt Rishonim. So the Tosfos Rosh says that Enochanami. Says the Tosfos Rosh, the difference is as follows. When the Edom are being Moide, so there's no. When they're saying that it's a Shtar Amona, so all they're doing is saying what they did was an Avera, and their Haidah is making them into a Rishonim. But the Malva, that when he's being moide, he's being mafsid la'atzmoy, and he's bo la'aseis tshuva v'la'hafsid mamon la'atzmoy. So therefore, we have this svar that when do we say no to meisam atzmoy rasha? If he's just coming in to say something, and it's not in any way rectifying his aved, is not la'aseis tshuva. Mashenkin over here, where the edim are boim la'aseis tshuva. I'm sorry, with the malva is born, last is tshuva, we wouldn't say a svara of Eino Mesa Matzma Rosh. What?
Therefore it would be Naman.
Therefore it would be Naman. That's what the Tosfos Rosh says. The Ritva says differently. The Ritva says that it's just a pashit. The Gemara is, why did Rav Ashi say the case only of Edom? He could have said the case of Malva, you're right. But we were looking for three different examples. Why are we looking for three different examples? We look for one for the Malveh, one for the Loiveh, and one for the Edim. That's why there's three answers. Because the Gemara said, who said it? Was it the Malveh, the Loiveh, the Edim? Says the Gemara, could have been the Malveh, could have been the Loiveh, could have been the Edim. So if you're going to go back now to Lo'im Kedamri Malveh, we did that already. So what was our explanation in the case of the Olim Kedamri Malveh? Gemara said, it's Chav La'Acherim. So that was a sufficient answer. So now we're looking for something that's going to help us for the case of Edim. How are we going to have a case of Edim? That's why we did this. It seems like the Ritva is not happy with the Tosfos Rosh's answer. Because the Chayr, according to the Ritva, also, we could understand that the Edim, but the Edim also, why is it any different? Is it not talking about whether Bala Asos Tshuva? Why is it any different? The Edim also coming to admit that they did something wrong to stop the Shtar from going through. And still we're saying it's considered Eino Meisam Atzmai Rasha. Elamai, there's a difference between Tosfos HaRosh says there's a difference between the Edim and the Malva. According to the Ritva, it seems to be the same thing.
What did they realize they're on the Malva? Malva just gave money.
Malva didn't even give money. Usser, Adam Shiisha Shtar Amon B'Soich Beisoy. Whose house is the Shtar Amon in? The Malva's house.
Well, the Malva say that the Shtar that I have is the Shtar Amon.
Is it? Right?
Because he had it with him.
Right. But the Paris Yitzchak brings that from the Chayra, according to what we said in Rashi, the Chayra, the Kasha doesn't even start, because we said, according to Rashi, what's the problem? You know, the Mesa Matzma Yerusha, person is puzzled to be made on himself. But we're not talking about Eidus over here. It's nothing to do with Eidus. This is just Haidus Baldin. But in the case of Malvi, he wants to come in and be Maida. So there, if he wants to be Maida, so of course we'll believe him. We said, according to the other Rishonim, maybe it's not because Pasul Eidus. It's Einolam Oisa Atzma Eino Chassid. It's a person cannot say something that's going to make himself look bad. It has nothing to do with Eidus, Pasul Eidus, not Pasul Eidus. Can't say something that's going to make yourself look bad. So then it doesn't have to do dafka with Eidus. But Rashi Lishitasai understands that this is totally in, that there's a Psul Eidus, the person is Pasul Eid Al Atzma. Over here it's not it. Yeah. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter, "I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Asla Adam sheyishe shtar parua besoich beisai. Mishum shenem ratishka malecha avla." Rabbi Shua now uses the same pasuk, but before Rav Kahana said the pasuk is talking about a shtar amana. Rabbi Shua says the pasuk is talking about a shtar parua besoich beisai. Mishum shenem ratishka malecha. Avlo, b'marov v'mishmei derav amri im oven biyadecha archi kuhu zeshtar amon eshtar pasim. Al tishka malecha avlo zeshtar parua. So in Marova they said that there's actually two parts of the same pasuk. Al tishka malecha avlo b'marova says. Im oven biyadech archiku is talking about shtar amona shtar pasim. Shtar pasim we spoke about yesterday is similar to shtar amona. They're both shtars that were written originally that there should be no money being lent, at least at the moment. Vatishka melecha avla is a shtar parua. So it's a machloikes. The Gemara Amid Aleph of Kahana says the pasuk Vatishka melecha avla is going on shtar amona. Over here, Rabbi Yeshua and it seems like Rav seem to say the pasuk is going on shtar parua. Man da omer shtar parua. Kon shchein shtar amone. Man da omer shtar amone, avo shtar parua loy. De zimnim de mashile apshita de safri. So Rav Kahana that said the pasuk is talking about shtar amone, maybe he was only shtar amone is asil aladim shashe besoich besoi. But shtar parua is going to be mutter. What's the difference? Zimnim de mashile apshita de safri. Says Tosis, im oven biyadech archiku zu shtar pasim v'shtar amona. Says Tosis, dehachi mashma loshen avoin, v'meikara have a sheker. V'altishka melecha avla ze shtar parua, sha'ata hi avla, aval meikara haya emes. Avoin is mashma, that it was always a fault, it was always sheker, it was always a problem. That's shtar pasim shtar amona. Altishka melecha avla is only mashma, something that right now is avla, aval meikara hi emes. That's what Tosfos says. The Chayra, Tosfos is going to be shver according to Shitas Rav Kahana. Because Rav Kahana learns the Pasuk of Altishka melecha avla, that it's going on a shtar amone. And we said avla just means something that's now a problem. Avla meikara haya emes. A shtar amona was never emes meikara. So how does Rav Kahana learn the pasuk? The chayyur of the pshat is that when Tosis says hachi mash maloshin, Tosis doesn't mean to say that that's going to be like a way to be machriya. Tosis is saying that there's no other way of learning the pasuk. It's a mashmois. It's a mashmois. But more than a mashmois, you don't have. In other words, you could learn the pasuk, you know, like Rav Kahana. But now that according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, according to in Marav, according to Rav, they're saying that we're learning both of these things out of the pasuk. It stims, it fits, it goes well with the lashon. That's all Taisis means. V'hachi d'hachi mashma lashon. The Fizeh L'chayr can answer another question. The question is, the Achreidim asked the following question. That if you're telling me that once you say the din of shtar, if shtar parua is a problem, so kol shchein shtar amona. So why doesn't the pasuk just write shtar parua? And I'll go kol shchein shtar amona. Why do you have to write both of them? Just write shtar parua. And if shtar peruas, true kolshchen shtar amona. Elamai, what will you tell me? If it only had one pasuk, I would automatically assume the pasuk is talking about what? Shtar amona, because the smaller chiddush. Therefore, I have to write two psukim. First, I write shtar amona, and afterwards, I write shtar perua. But the shaila is that Tosis says the mashmoyes is actually in the lashon of the pasuk. If I wrote the word avoin, then I'll know it's talking about a shtar amon. If I wrote the word avla, it's talking about a shtar perua. So just use the word avla. I know it's talking about shtar perua, but kol shchein shtar amon. So the fee, what we're saying in Tosis is the chur, it's not shver. Because the Einoch and Ami, if you'd write the word Avla, we could still technically understand that it means Shtar Amona. What's the riot to that? That's good for the way Rav Kahana learns. Rav Kahana learns that it's Mashma that way. So if that's true, so then if I only wrote one, I would still think it's Shtar Perua. I would still think it's Shtar Amona. Even though the Mashmois of the Lashon is Shtar Perua, but the Mashmois of the Lashon is not strong enough to be able to tell us that it's going to be that. Therefore, I have to write both Lashonis. Now, everybody say, I have a Shaila for you, which I think is going to give us Pshat and Taisus. If you have two Psukim, one Pasuk and another Pasuk, one's a bigger Chiddush than the other. And now we're going to structure them. What do you put first? The bigger Chiddush or the smaller Chiddush? Anyone? When did we learn Kiddusha? Anyone gets the answer from Gemara and Kiddusha, they get a big prize. A big prize. It is a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. He's correct. It's a good guess. Why Tesvav? Because that's the guess. No, it's not Tesvav. It's a Machlokes Rabbi Sai, Rashi and Tosfos. If you get it right, you get a free bottle of Royal Salute. Bottle of Royal Salute if you get the answer to this question. It's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Only if you don't ask anyone else. What? I don't think it was Samus Ma. It's a machloikas Rashi. I have a raya. It's a machloikas achroinim if it's a machloikas Rashi and Tosfos. I have a raya from this Tosfos, Pshat and Tosfos. You have two psukim. And you have to write the bigger chiddush or the smaller chiddush. You're going to write two chiddushim. Which chiddush should you write first? The bigger chiddush or the smaller chiddush?
By Bagrus and Iris.
Where by Bagrus and Iris?
The Gemara says, why do you have to write
Bagrus
and
Eris?
Shrimp, one of them, and you're
going to
know both of them.
So
the Gemara says, no,
the Yotzachino main Kosef. He gets a bottle of Royal Salute, Rabbi Sai. It was all yours? Mordechai, that's all by yourself?
Yeah.
Nice.
When's
the city?
What?
When's the city?
It's very impressive. Wait, is it Dalit or Vav? Is it Dalit or Vav?
Vav.
Oh, you don't get the bottle. He gets the bottle, Rabbi Yisai Beli Neder. Everyone's invited to Mordechai's house to take some of our salutes. It's a machloikis and by Yotzachinam and Kosav, Eliam and Bagris, Eliam and Nairis. It's a machloikis over there, whether or not we do first, I think it's the Marsha that says it's a machloikis there, if you do first the bigger chiddush or the smaller chiddush. I think there's a raya from this Tosfos to Shitas Tosfos. As follows, everybody say, follow the cheshbon. There goes. It's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Do you say the bigger chiddush or the smaller chiddush? I think from this Tosfos we see that Tosfos holds you're supposed to say the bigger chiddush first. Tosfos holds you're supposed to say the bigger chiddush first. Why do I think that? Because what's bothering Tosfos here? Tosfos says im oven biyadecha harchiku zeh shtar pasim shtar amona. We're saying the first pasuk is shtar pasim, the second pasuk is shtar amona. Why is Tosfos saying hachi mashma? Does it mean mashma that it's like, is this in any way like forcing the pshat in the gemara? No, we said there's only a mashmais. It's a loose mashmais which anyway is flexible. So what's Tosfos' point? Why is Tosfos want to align it? What does Tosfos want to make the mashmais this way? I think Tosis is bavorning akasha. Tosis kasha is, why don't we first say shtar parua, and then afterwards say shtar amana? Which one should come first, shtar parua, shtar amana? Tosis says we should have first said shtar parua, and afterwards we should say shtar amana. Why? Because shtar parua is the bigger chiddush. Tosis seems to hold, what do we say first? First you say the bigger chiddush. For some, whatever the pshat in Tosis is, that's the dachzach the way the Marsha is medayik in Tosis and kedushin over there. First, the bigger chiddush. So why don't we do the bigger chiddush? Says Tosis, I'll tell you why. I would have done the bigger chiddush first, but being the pasuk shtims better to say first shtar pasim and shtar amana. Why does it shtim better? Because the loshon avon is meikara mashma meikara v'sheker. Enochanami, if all things are equal, which one do we do first? The bigger chiddush, but being that over here the mashmais of the pasuk is more to the smaller chiddush first, therefore we say the smaller chiddush first.
Don't you have a right for the pasuk? That should be the other way around.
No, that's why we're doing. That's why we're doing it only because the mashmais of the pasuk.
No, but
you're
saying, why would I say the bigger one? You should do the bigger chiddush before.
That's because Tosis tells you to do the bigger chiddush first. But they're only doing the other way around because the mashmais of the pasuk. That's the only reason we're doing it over here. We have the same thing over there in Kedushin. It's the same. Okay. Rabbi said, I thought of another, perhaps another reason to answer the question. We asked the question, why don't you just write the pasuk of Parua, and then afterwards, so we know Kol Shchein is your problem, Shtar Pasim Shtar Amana. The Chayra, according to the Ritva, you can't do that. The Ritva says the Isra of Shtar Parua is different than the Isra of Shtar Amana. Because on Shtar Parua, the Pasuk says, Al Tishkoin Ba'alecha Avlo. Tishkoin, the Mashmoyes of the Lashon Tishkoin is 30 days. You can't keep it there 30 days. So if a person has a Shtar Parua, so he has a time that he's allowed to have it in his house, he has to get rid of it within 30 days. As we'll see from the Gemara later on, talking about a sefer Shein Amunga, also from the pasuk al Tishkoin. So therefore, the Isra Shtar Parua is not an immediate Isra. You have 30 days to get rid of it. This is Shtar Amona and Shtar Pasim is an Isra you have to get rid of it immediately. So therefore, if I only wrote Shtar Parua, it wouldn't help me, because Shtar Parua's din is only 30 days. The Shtar Amona, we want an Isra that it's Isra immediately. Okay. So what do we say? The Gemara says that the man de Amar Shtar Parua kol shchein shtar amona. Mandom shtar amona, but shtar parua loy. It's not us. So dezimnin demashi le apshita desafri. Says Rashi, the apshita desafri. Shal haloyve litein schar hasoifer. The loyve has to give the schar for the soifer for the scribe. The pavim shein loy. Sometimes loyve doesn't have the money. The nosnei hamalva. The malva gives the money. The choyzer v'goyver memenim b'shas piroyan, and he'll take the money back from him when he pays up. Uma'akev hashtar alav, and he's being ma'akev the shtar on the pshiti de safri. So was the shtar paid up?
Yes.
But he still owes the money for pshiti de safri. So therefore, he's allowed to be mash. He's allowed to keep the shtar because a pshiti de safri. And it seems to be that's a machloikas. Because according to one man, Amar, we said there's the Isser of according to what we said from Rav, from Rava, it's Asr Shtar Parua. That's the pasuk says, Al Tishkoin Balecha Avla. It's talking about Shtar Parua. According to Rav Yeshua and according to Rav, they hold it's Asr to keep a Shtar Parua. And what does Rav Kahana hold? Rav Kahana holds the Isser is only on a Shtar Amona. But Shtar Parua you can keep because Zimni Demashalia Pshiti De Safri. What's the Bira Machloikas? Let's see what Tosis says. Says Tosis, Zimni Demashalia Pshiti De Safri, Va'al Yedei Oisai Shehiya. And because of that time that you're keeping it for Pshiti De Safri, Ishtilei Shehusa Pam Acheres, says Tosis, then, meaning that you lent the money 10 times with 10 shtaris. So 3 times he didn't give you back pshita de safri, you held up the shtar. The other times that they did give back pshita de safri, maybe you anyway held up the shtar. Even though over there wasn't pshita de safri, but that just became the normal operation. That became normal type of procedure. Being that sometimes you have the right to hold it, if he didn't pay you, says Tosis, even if he did pay you Pshiti de Safra, even if there is no money left, still holding on to the shtar is not considered to be a problem. Should have gotten it. It's not an issur on him. I should have gotten it.
If you tell me that it's a normal thing for him to hold on to it,
I should have gotten it. But the fact that he left it to him is not us to keep it there. Uman da amar shtar perua hayoloi. Uman da amar shtar perua hayoloi lizayir. Then he should have been careful. You shouldn't keep a shtar perua in your house because it's dangerous. Says Tosis, "Aval ein lefarish the mishum shehiya pshita de safri kari leavlo." The Maposha says Tosis, "No one holds that if you owe the money, the guy still owes you pshita de safra that you did something wrong." Maposha, of course I'm holding on to the shtar. Why am I holding on to the shtar? Still owes me money. What money does he owe me? Pshita de safri. So it says Tosis, everyone agrees there's nothing wrong with holding on to a shtar from pshita de safri. So what do we mean a man d'amar says that it's a problem? He holds a problem if you paid up already. The other man d'amar holds that even if you paid up already, it's not a problem. Why? Because over there, zimnin, that you didn't pay up, so therefore the times that you did pay up, it's also not an avla. That's the way Tosis holds. But Tosis says it's klar. There's nothing wrong with holding on to a shtar if he didn't finish paying up. Says the Shulchan. So L'chayra and the Shulchan Aruch argues on Tosis. What state in Shulchan Aruch?
Why would the Malbe have the shtar? No. You're going to say he didn't pay up and he has to show that he did. Why would the Malbe?
What?
Why would the Malbe have?
What do you mean? Which case? What? I don't understand the question. Loewe didn't pay. So then the Malve and Achanami should have given it to him. But he didn't. He didn't.
Why is it not a problem?
Because being that it's normal to hold the shtar even after he finished paying, therefore if you held the shtar, we don't call it an Avera. The Loewe should demand it from him, but we're asking is it an Avera to hold it in the house? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch seems to argue on Rashi. The Shulchan Aruch says, Asar lehat an toisvis, lehashois shtar perua besoich besoi. It's usher to keep a shtar perua in your house. Vim eino roitze lehachsir shtar perua roilin doisoi. Says Tosis, you cannot hold on to a shtar. Says the Shulchan Aruch, I'm sorry, cannot hold on to a shtar b'shvil pshita de safri. You can't. Says the Shulchan Aruch, I will mutter lahashois shtar shel mono afal pishen achay velachamishim. But what happens if he only paid you up half of the money? Then you could hold on to the shtar. V'hu sheyichtoiv shoiver al gabov. Mimashinifra. That's only if you wrote a shoiver. What does a shoiver mean? He gave him a receipt. Or sheyichtoiv shoiver b'fnei atzmoy v'yemtsen al aloiver. So says the Shulchan Aruch, listen, I cannot hold on to any shtar. That is not accurate. So if I hold the shtar and he paid up and I'm holding him for pshita de safri, is that okay? Shulchan Aruch says, no, it's not okay. Aser la'adam, la'akev shtar b'shul pshita de safri. What about if you paid up half of the shtar, is that okay? Also not okay, why not? Because the shtar says he owes me 100, how much does he really owe me? 50, so what do I do? Either I write a shoiver on that shtar, or I write him his own shoiver. But either way, I can't hold a shtar if it's going to say that he owes me money which he doesn't owe me.
Why can you
write
a shoiver and pay back the loan, but he still
has
the money for the
payment? So we'll talk about that. Give me a second. Hold on a second. L'chayra, zaykum tais, according to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch seems to argue on Taisvis. Shulchan Aruch says, it's us if a person holding on to a shtar. So why in our case, by the case of Pshita de Safri, doesn't he write a shoiver?
Maybe they don't argue. Maybe it's just like when he owes him the full amount.
What?
Maybe he's not arguing.
Tosis says, anytime you owe him pshita de safri, you can hold a shtar. He says, you can't.
50, he just says,
no, there's two different things. The Shulchan Aruch says, pshita de safri, you can't. And 50, there's two different things. It's pshita de safri and half of the money. Huh? No, she's having all the money. Tosis and Shulchan Aruch, they're both talking about all the money. So why don't you just write over here a shoiver on so it doesn't make sense to write a what's the shoiver you're going to write?
Did he pay back the loan?
So just write a shoiver that he paid back the loan. What?
The fact that the Malva still has it.
Right. You have to write him a shtar. To write him a shtar that he paid back the loan, so then holding this the shtar is not going to help him. What am I holding the shtar for? It's not going to do anything for me. You have a shayver, you paid. Elam, I have to write a piece of paper that you didn't pay pshita safri. That's a new shtar for new alva. It's not a shayver. No. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't mean there's no shayver here. You can't write a shayver on pshita safri. Because shayver means you paid back. He didn't pay pshita safri. And if I write a shayver, you that's not going to be mechayev you anything. Now you need a shtar alva. You're saying it's not mechayev me. Shtar alva is only mechayev to pay $100. Shtar alva says you owe me $100. Because usually shtar alva, if I write that he only paid 50, now the shtar alva says 100, now he owe me 50. But if shtar alva says you borrowed $100, and then another shtar says he paid up $100, what are you going to do? Elam, I paid up $100, but not the pshita safri. That's a new shtar alva. You're writing shtar alva on the pshita safri. So you can't, there's no shayver. You can't write a shayver by pshita the safri. That's shita sa shulchan aruch. Very fine. However, if you look in the shach argues on the shulchan aruch, and he says divrei hamechaber tumuim, because he's coming from Iran, and the Iran seems to say that it's mutar lahashoyis shtar shalmona af bishena chayev el chamishim, and the Iran doesn't make any mention of a shayver. It seems like from the Iran that you don't need a shayver when it comes to shtar shalmona shtar shal chamishim. Shaila is that the Shach seems to say Pshiti the Safri is Aser. He doesn't argue on the first half of the Shulchan Aruch, which the Ran says Mefurish. Pshiti the Safri, you're not allowed to be Ma'akif. Why not? Because Lamaisa, it's inaccurate. He doesn't owe you that money. So why is it that Pshiti the Safri you're not allowed to hold? However, when it comes to the Shtar Shalmana and he owes you 50, that you are allowed to hold. The Shach is saying, even without a shayver, you owe me money, I'm holding on to the shtar. So why can't I hold on to Pshiti the Safri? A kitzur, what's the difference between Pshiti the Safri and shtar shel chamishim? The choyer, the pshat in the Shach is as follows. By shtar shel chamishim, the original shtar said 100. So what do I have in the shtar? The shtar gives me the right to collect 50. Originally, what is the shtar? 100, right? Shtar gave me a right to collect 100. Now they only gave me 50. My zchus in this shtar is to collect the choiv. I didn't finish collecting my choiv.
But you're collecting the choiv.
I only collected half of the choiv. Because he still owes me 50 from the choiv. Therefore, I could still hold on to the shtar to get the rest of the money. However, in the case of Pshiti the Safri, over there I want to collect other monies. So am I allowed to hold on to a shtar in order to collect other monies? What is that? It's like blackmail. I could hold a shtar in order to collect other money from you. That I'm not allowed to do. I have no schus in the shtar anymore. My schus in the shtar is up. Because my schus in the shtar is to be goy with the choiv with this shtar. And Pshiti the Safri is not a part of the choiv. So stam, I'm holding on to someone else's something so that therefore I could blackmail him to make sure that he's going to pay me the money he owes me. That's us, sir. If that was the shtar, Mitchila was on 100 and only paid up 50. So then the pshat is in the shtar is my schus to be able to goiva my choiv and I get my choiv. So until I get my choiv, I'm holding on to my shtar. The choira does can zayn. That's the chiluk between them. So what's pshatak in the manda omer that holds that also when it comes to pshita the safri, it's okay. Choices that says it's okay. Zokter Rebel Yoshev, as the pshat is as follows. Yesh lachor, what's the pshat pshiti the safri? You could understand pshiti the safri is a new choiv. I owe you the money I borrowed, and now I also owe you pshita the safri. It's two different choivas. Or we can learn that the pshat is the pshiti the safri zgeit arayin in the choiv. So vet a chelek from the choiv. Hold on a second. Vet a chelek from the choiv. And oibs vet a chelek from the choiv. Says Toisvis. Then I could still hold on to the shtar because it says if you didn't pay the whole choiv. If you pay me part of the choiv, not the rest of the choiv, everyone agrees you could hold on to the shtar. So here also, he only paid up part of the choiv. He didn't finish paying up the choiv. And it's Zer Meduyik, Rabbi said, this is my diik, a diik in Rashi. Rashi says, Pshiti de Safri, says Rashi, the loiv really should have given it, and the malva gives it. The choiza v'goiv hoi mimenu b'shas piroyin. U'ma'akev eshtar alof. and he goes and takes the psita the pshita the safri b'shas piroyin. Why does he take pshita the safri b'shas piroyin? Why do I get the pshita the safri b'shas piroyin? I get the pshita the safri. I lend you $100. Aside for that, I paid for the pshita the safri, so pay me back. I don't know, stam avash shloshim yoyim, or it should be whatever. Why is it b'shas piroyin? As the filo Rabbi Yosef is saying, is the pshat val segeit arayin in the choiv. So whatever is the shas piroyin of the choiv is the shas piroyin achut from the pshita the safri, and therefore. So get that item choiv, I can hold bimak of the shtar.
Even though it's not written in the shtar.
The shtar is like this. L'choira, we can clear the following thing. The yisoid of shtar is... shtar is not stam, it's like a weapon to use in order to get the money. So tibbe b'shem Rab Chaim avort. Rab Chaim zogt, in der shtar lick der choiv. Now Rabbi say to wissen klar, so meint nicht as the choiv licked in der shtar. Das meint das nicht. The choir klar doesn't mean in the shtar lick der choiv. Why? So first of all, because Rab Chaim said in the mashkin lick the choiv. So if you have a shtar with a mashkin and a choiv, and we have a choiv with a mashkin and a shtar, you're gonna be confused. Where does it lick? In the mashkin lick the choiv, we can understand. It makes sense. I'll explain it to you. The mashkin is worth money. The choiv is X amount of money. So you put the money of the choiv in the mashkin, fine. But the shtar is not worth money. What does that mean? You put the choiv in the shtar. It doesn't make any sense. What does it mean? Was meint Rab Chaim in der shtar lick der choiv? What's meint there? So Rav Agoyin Rav Asher Eli Shlita said, the pshat in Rab Chaim is azeh. What Rab Chaim had gemeint is, the shtar is their handle of in choiv. The shtar is their shlissel of in choiv. The shtar is the way to get the choiv. You get your choiv duch der shtar. So Rabbi say, I'm state in der shtar 100 zuz. So ich mein, as the shtar is a shlissel, it's to get the 100 zuz. This pshit in the safri was state nicht in shtar. Is the shtar oichet a shlissel of a chelek von the choiv a state nicht in shtar. And das is the machloikes. Das ist der Machloikes. Weil, wo steht ein Star? Steht nur 100 ein Star. Der Meister der Chäuf sagt, der Yoshev ist mehr von wo steht ein Star. Weil Pschide des Afri geht da rein in der Chäuf. Als jetzt will halt in der Star, kidei, zu nehmen, der, wo steht nicht ein Star. Ist der Star ein Schlüssel auf dem Euchitz. Come on, Rabbi, say you got it. That's pretty easy Yiddish. Is the shtar a shlissel of dem oichet? Is the shtar also a handle for what it doesn't say in the shtar? And those are the machloikas we showing him. Fine.
Think it is.
That's a machloikas. It's a machloikas between Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch. Zok the Heilige Gemara weiter. Itmar Sefer She'eino Muga. Sefer She'eino Muga. Amar Rav Ami Ad Lami Yoy Mutu L'Shoysi Mekan Ve'el Chosu L'Shoysi Mishum Shinem Atishkoin Bo Alecho Avlo. Same Pasuk. 30 days you have Kva Shteit Al Tishkoin. Tishkoin is like, has to be like a Shchun, has to be a Zman, a long time, which is 30 days, like by Mezuzah and other things. Therefore, aser for a person to have a sefer she'eino muga, zokt Rashi, sefer she'eino muga, Torah neviim uksuvim. Rashi says, what does it mean, sefer? Torah neviim uksuvim. The Tosfos Rit says it's sefer Torah. Tosfos Rit says, what's made sefer? Sefer Torah. Rashi's mashmit, Torah neviim uksuvim, it's loved after sefer Torah. And the Ritva says it's any sefer. Any safer. So the Ritva, I understand. Why can't you have any safer? Because we don't want people making mistakes. The Tosfos Rit, I also understand. Why is it Davka Sefer Torah? Because Sefer Torah is the only thing that you need perfect in order to learn from it. So Vashteich. So Ich Vashteich Tosfos Rit. Ich Vashteich the Ritva. But Rashi is doch sehr interessant. So Rashi Torah Neviim Uksuvim. So the Ritva says Rashi just meant Torah Neviim Uksuvim because that's all they had then. They didn't have more than that. But the Ma'is, the Chayim Rashi's Mashma Dafka Torah Neviim Uksuvim is not Mashma more than that. So some of the Achroinim say Pshan Rashi is that Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim is what's learned by little children. Little children learn Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, we don't want them to make a mistake. But Gemara, Mishnah, these things that is learned by adults, they'll probably be able to figure it out. They're more sophisticated in their learning. They'll work it out. A child who's learning Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, we're afraid he's going to make a mistake. He's not going to know. So therefore, it's only Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. What? Children learn Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Yes. Torah Shebaal Peh, you mean? Rashi is all Torah Shebaal Ksav. Kids, I was thinking perhaps a different pshat in Rashi, that maybe Rashi held as follows. What's this din a sefer she'eino muga? So, the lamais is a din, dvarim shebechsav, yatu reshoi lormam bal peh. Dvarim shebechsav, that a person, something that's written has to be read from something written. What does that include, dvarim shebechsav? Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Those are dvarim shebechsav, yatu reshoi lormam bal peh. Dvarim shebal peh, yatu reshoi lekoisvam, which means technically, you're not supposed to write the Gemara. We write it because eslasos lashem efirus orasecha, our memories are not as good as they used to be, we're afraid we're going to forget the Torah, therefore we write it down. But be'etzem, the ikar din of Mishnah is bal peh. So the din of Sefer She'eino Muga, maybe the Isser is because being that this is supposed to be Torah Shebechsav has to be done by Oifin of Ksav. That's Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim.
And what about the Rambam where I'm asking
that
you don't
need to say
Torah
Shebechsav? So, what about the Rambam? Still a problem with Torah Shebechsav. Or whatever he holds, It could be not like the Tosis Rid, maybe. You have to know that it could have certain two yais. It can't have roiv two yais. There's also dinim, even according to the Rambam. Al Kaponim says Rashi, Sefer She'eino Muga min hatuyos Sheboy. Rashi's mashma, that what does Muga mean? Either Muga means checked, as if you have to make sure it has no mistakes. Rashi says, no, Muga means fixed. Let's say you have a sefer that you never checked. Are you allowed to keep that? Yes. Yeah. It's only that there's a sefer that has mistakes and has to be muga fixed min hatuyos sheboy. That if you know there's mistakes, you have to fix it. It doesn't mean that you can't have a sefer that you haven't checked yet. What? And a chanami is not a problem. It's not a problem. No.
Probably a right.
Zatig Amar Avaiter. Amar Av Nachman. Eivim Shamar Amano Yudvarenu. Ein Amonim. Oida Yudvarenu. Ein Amonim. Mar Bar Avashi Amar Amano Yudvarenu. Ein Amonim. Oida Yudvarenu. Ein Amonim. By Oida, for some reason, an Amon. My time. Ahai Nitan Likosif. Ahai Loi Nitan Likosif. So what's Oida Yudvarenu? What's going on over here? Bechlal. Oida Yudvarenu. So says this the haflaw. He says, listen, technically the Gemara in Bava Basra says if someone causes someone else to sell something and he forces him, what's the din? Tuli of his oven, zvina, zvini. Which means that the sale would be good. However, he is anticipating this situation. In order to avoid that, he's being Meiser Maida. So Meiser Maida is going to stop this tuli of his oven from working. I'm being Meister Maida beforehand. I go over to Adam beforehand. I tell him, listen, he's going to force me to make the Mechira. I don't want the Mechira to work. So now I am being Megala Maidas that it shouldn't be a Mecher. There, that's the din of Meister Maida. Sayin Achanami, if he wouldn't be Meister Maida, then the Mecher would be a Mecher. But now that he's Meister Maida, the Mecher is not a Mecher. Doesn't make a difference.
So
he's Meister Maida beforehand. Doesn't make a difference.
Well,
the Maisi, he did it. But the Maisi is Maida beforehand. So when he's Maisi Maida, it's not Chal the Mechira. So what does it mean? Hai Nitan Likasev, Hai Loi Nitan Likasev? Says Rashi, Eidim, Chasum Mishtar, Ve'amru Amano Yidvarenu, Loi Yilveu Kluam, Ela Kasvinu Loi, Shikistarach Yilve Loi, Rashi explains that why it's not a problem stamazoy, because if the havar doesn't happen now, then there's no then you're being goyvish lokadim. It's a shtar muktam. It's not a shtar muktam, says Rashi. My doy devarenum shtar mecher who va'amu edim achasum boy hamoicher moser my dalef anenu v'hereu einzay v'ikarnu boy. We saw the einus. We know it's an einus. So therefore, the shtar wasn't chal einem on him. Lo asi al peo marilei the shtar. Why the einem on him? Says Rashi, because the ma'isa of the shtar seems to say that there was a mecher, and they're going against the shtar, and it seems to be there's a mecher. Yeah. Rashi says, why is it nitan likasev? Because you're saving the einus me'ainzai. So Rashi says the reason it's nitin likasev is because you'll hatzil einus me'ainzai. Other Rishonim have other answers. The Paras Yitzchak brings from three other Rishonim pshat, and what does it mean? It's nitin likasev. The Reb Nissenglein says it means nitzan likasev. You could write the maida, not that the original shtar was allowed to be written. You could write afterwards a maida, and then you could prove the maida. Because if you wrote it, then everyone agrees it's good. Because he's going to produce. There's a written maida over here. It's not like they're coming afterwards and saying, "Oh, what we did 3 days ago was a maida." They already have it documented that there was a maida. Then for sure it's going to be good. So because it's nitzan likasev, therefore to get involved in a maida is not a problem. Moi mine rova mirav nachman tnai haye devarenu mahu moi dov amon einu taima to ka akle shtara hanami ka akle shtara odom tnai milsach ritihi amale ki as the come on the dina I mean le zilu kaim tnai khu ve khusu le dina. So therefore the Gemara seems to say that tnai is a milsa achriti. So the shaila is, if tnai is milsa achriti, does that mean that the neman, even if ksav yodam is yotzi makom acher, because it's a milsa achriti, it's not kivin shehigid. The first status is that there was a mecher, the second status is that there's a tnai. So therefore the neman, even if ksav yodam matum acher, or no, maybe even if tnai is milsa achriti, over there still you can't be made, because the mice that's going to affect your first status, that's a big machlokes rishonim, which I will allow the olam to do in 5 years from now when we get back to ksuvis. But for now, we're going to Beis Hashem switch to Birchas Kasanim. I'd just like to leave you with a thought on this week's parasha, Rabbi Yisai, which is as follows. This week's parasha is the end of Parashas Shemois, Sefer Shemois, Menach. The end of Sefer Shemois, it ends with the following pasuk: Le'enei kol b'nei Yisrael b'chol ma'aseihem. It's an interesting thing that if you look in the beginning of this week's parasha begins Ve'ele Shemois b'nei Yisrael. The Eilash Mois B'nai Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, when they start this Sefer, they're called B'nai Yisrael. The Eilash Mois B'nai Yisrael. And the end of the Sefer, Klal Yisrael is called Le'ene, called Beis Yisrael. There's a transformation that happened to Klal Yisrael. They started off as B'nai Yisrael, and they changed to Beis Yisrael. What changed them from just being different individuals to becoming part of a bias? So Ken Zayin, that's what it says in the pasuk. They may call Bnei Beis Yisrael b'chol ma'aseihem. Klal Yisrael went on a journey. What happened in Sefer Shemais was the journey of Klal Yisrael. They went through the desert. They were going on a. They went on a tiul. Klal Yisrael went on a big tiul for a long time together. What was the matara of the tiul? It's to transform Klal Yisrael. It made them Beis Yisrael. It united them. It brought them together. There was a tafkid over here, which was accomplished. Lechtech acharei b'midbar. Why the Kodesh Baruch Hu? What was gained? Klal Yisrael through going through the midbar is Klal Yisrael united. And I think that any time a person does something, he has to understand that there's a purpose. It's not stam random. It has to do with the tafkid. Sometimes there's such a thing as an out Shabbos in yeshiva, and I'm thinking next year there's not going to be any more out Shabbos, because there's so much backlash from all the friction and all the politics and who's going with who and going where and going how and all the garbage that happens. It's the pumfak